Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get to the phones and the ticket text and more Lions-Vikings preview, Chris Christie, of all people, says that Dan Campbell has no class.
That's what pros do. What would he know about being a professional?
Here are some of the ticket text. Running up the score, do you remember last year when the Dallas players were waving bye to the Lions after they were robbed from that game? In the NFL, you don't whine about the score being run up. You stop the opposition. Forget class, we kick ass, reads a ticket text. This one says, I thought putting an offensive lineman at wideout was taking it easy on them.
Yeah. This is the definition of a front runner. Like, I'm going to cheer for my team, and especially when they're doing well, and then I'm going to bitch any time that they don't.
To the phones we go. Manoli, you're on 97.1.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Good.
Just a quick comment. You know, Campbell should run up the score every chance he gets. These guys are professionals. They rely on their stats. And why not take the opportunity? I don't understand this. This isn't, little league. This is the NFL.
Yeah, we shouldn't have to worry about hurt feelings with grown professional men playing this game. You shouldn't worry about hurt feelings. And I also think it's important after they lost Aiden that they didn't quit. Like, I actually think it was a positive for himself and for his team that they went out there and said, we're not going to just throttle down to neutral, idle our way home. We're going to show that we have fight even without our best defensive football player.
Yeah, and do you expect the guys that are on the field to take their foot off the gas, especially in light of the injury? I mean, we've heard all week that they want to go out there and play for their leader. And it's not just Dan Campbell. Yes, we have heard, we saw it in the emotion that Dan Campbell had when Jared Goff gave him back the game ball. But now all of a sudden, on top of that, the emotion that they were playing with because their on-the-field leader went down.
Yeah. Let's get to the phones where we got Lou in West Bloomfield. Lou, you're on 97.1.
Hey, last time I checked, Chris Christie's from New Jersey. And in New Jersey, you root for one or two teams, either the Giants or the Eagles. What do those two teams have in common? They both hate the Cowboys. How has this guy not been run out of Jersey yet? Actually, I kind of understand now because he gets the hell beat out of him every time his name appears on a ballot.
Yeah.
It's well said, Lou.
I mean, you got a guy that is the governor of the state, yet he can't be a fan of his own teams.
Well, Jerry's
was.
A good friend.
Right, you have two to choose from.
Right.
Take one.
Even the Jets.
Yeah. I mean, you missed the.
Yeah. Yeah.
The stepchild.
You got three to choose from.
Yeah.
But they all hate the Cowboys.
I agree.
Yeah. That's a really good point.
And it's in division, right? You talk about, he could be a Philly fan. All right. In division, it's the Cowboys. Could be a Giants fan. In division. You could even, a bit of a stretch. But, I mean, he had aspirations of being in D.C.
Says
he could have been a Commanders fan. And it's, again, it's in division.
Right. Wah. Sounds like he should push for a mercy rule on the ticket text. We'll get more people's feedback. John, you talk about fight and keeping up the fight. Yeah. Minnesota this week, your expectation. It feels coin flippy. The spread is within, 2 points?
Yeah.
What is your expectation? Because for the first time all season, Vegas expects the Lions to lose.
I expect the same emotion that they played with at the end of that Dallas game to be carried over this week. There's a built-up momentum, and it's not carrying over the momentum from game to game, but it's the love that this team has for Aiden Hutchinson. And it's not going out there to prove that they can win without him. It's not going out there for any of those reasons. It's that they want to prove that they can win for him. And that even though he won't be on the field, his presence will still be felt.
Their love for Aiden Hutchinson, I think, is real. Love doesn't sack quarterbacks. There's two really good tackles for the Vikings. This is a tough matchup for a team that
There's
does
no
not
question.
Have Aiden to begin with. They would have been tough with Aiden. I mean, this is a 5-0 yep. Vikings team. I don't want to look past him. I know it's Sam Darnold and we don't think he's very good, but don't we have to acknowledge that what they're doing with Darnold is what we did with Goff? Bringing a guy who's a former first round pick, support him with a run game, an offensive line, a good coordinator.
Great receivers.
Playmakers galore, and let him just kind of distribute the ball. And Minnesota stops the run and Flores dials up the pressure. And the only way you really get to Goff is not necessarily blitzing, but pressuring. The blitz has to get home. I, for the first time this season, do not expect the Lions to win a football game.
But it's also the game plan defensively should be to make Sam Darnold have to go win the game. Put the pressure on him. They've not been in that position where he's had to go win a game.
Sure.
So if you've already signed DJ Reader, Levi Onwuzurike's played well, you have re-signed and paid Aleem McNeil as the number four highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL, you go out there and you stop the run and you force Sam Darnold to be the reason that they beat the Detroit Lions. And I don't think he can be the reason that they beat the Lions.
I say, for me, it's just it's pound town for the Lions. The Vikings have the second rated run D in the league.
Yep.
But Jordan Mason did have a 100-yard game against them this year.
Right.
So that seems to be a little bit of a jaded stat that they're that good. They've been up on teams and teams stopped running. Joe Mixon didn't play against them.
Fair point.
So it might be a fake stat. We'll see.
It's a good note.
So go do it, Lions, and do it. And you know how you stop a Flores defense? Because the whole key to this thing with his defense is they're showing a look. And then they're doing something else once the snap. And that's going to put decision-making in real time on Jared Goff because he can recognize everything at the line all he wants. But the second he snaps it, they're going to do something else. That's been the key to it. That's the chaos of what they're doing. So guess what you do? You run the football.
Yeah, that's a great point because when they played the Bucs twice last year, blitz-heavy defense, Goff was very good. Now, this year when they played the Bucs, he threw it 55 times. I don't think anybody wants to see that against a Flores defense.
Right.
You need to be more balanced. I'm not saying it's got to be perfect, but they do need to run the football in this game.
And there are going to be games where you just have to go out and score more than the opponent. I mean, that's the whole gi, right? Is to win the game is to score more than the opponent. But this offense is going to have to continue to be the best offense in the NFL.
And it's keep away. Right? It's keep your defense fresh, so when you do need them to get after the quarterback, they're not huffing and puffing and you're gasping for air because you win time of possession, because you keep them off the field. Justin Jefferson has to sit on the bench while you go on these 15-play drives where you bully the opposition up and down the field.
It's time of possession. It's field position. And I'll take Jack Fox in being able to flip the field any day of the week.
So could you argue that David Montgomery is one of the guys that has to step up most without Aiden Hutchinson? Like, obviously, the clear thing is
the guy we labeled as the tone setter?
Right.
Hell yeah.
But I think you could say Montgomery, as weird as this is, a player on the other side of the ball is one of the biggest keys for the Lions post Aiden Hutchinson.
And the challenge is out there. All right, we talked about wanting to win for Aiden and all that stuff. And emotion does play a large part in the game of football. It's one of the ones where you could play an emotional game and it will be a factor in the game. Not the deciding factor, but it can be a factor. Everybody has been telling this defensive line, even with the new signing, new contract to Aleem McNeil, you're not good enough. You aren't good enough. You can't get it done without Aiden Hutchinson. The only reason this defense is any good is because of Aiden Hutchinson. So I tell you what, it's Levi Onwuzurike, Josh Pascal, Aleem McNeil, DJ Reader, it's Jack Campbell, Anzalone, Brian Branch. All of these guys go out there and say, hey, we are good players as well. And you hit those suckers in the mouth from the first play to the last play. You go out there and you drive a nail into that coffin every time you step on the field and you take it to them.
John's ready to play the game right now. You guys are ready to talk about this. 248-539-9797. Dan Campbell called classless. Your thoughts on the matchup with the Vikings. It's 97-1. And this time of year, it's all about getting off the sideline and getting into the game with Moran Chevrolet, where GM employees and immediate family members can lease a 2024 Equinox 2LT EV for $159 a month, 24-month lease, $999 down. About that, a monthly payment of $159. It's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Moran has shipments arriving daily. That means they're going to have the vehicle you're looking for. If you want the EV, great, get the Equinox. They've got a bunch of EVs. If you're looking for a Silverado, we've talked about the Silverado, they're going to have the vehicle you're looking for. Score your best deal, MoranExpress.com. Check them out on Gratiot, north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to get right to the phones. Chris Christie saying Dan Campbell showed that he has no class by running up the score against the Dallas Cowboys. How about the Cowboys being outclassed because they quit and couldn't stop the Detroit Lions? How about that for your headline, Chris?
Yeah.
Jason in Commerce Township, you're on 97.1.
Guys, to me, this just means that we're relevant. We're everything that we've ever wanted to be. We're part of pop culture now. Sunday night, we kicked the crap out of those guys, and think of how many teams or how many people root against the Dallas Cowboys. And now, 4 days later, we have Chris Christie talking about us. I mean, it's awesome and amazing. I mean, what's next, the Kardashians?
At least they seem somewhat relevant now. I mean, this is a guy that's not even relevant.
True. I don't know what the forum was that this was brought up at, but again, for Chris Christie to be talking about it, again, that just, you know, everything we've ever wanted to be, you know, we are part of the football fabric now, and everybody knows us. So
yeah,
I think it's good that we're still being talked about.
Yeah, it was on Mad Dog Russo.
Yeah, yeah. Mad Dog Sports Radio, Chris, Mad Dog Russo was the guy asking him about what happened to the Cowboys. Yeah.
I love his response. Oh, so it did get you.
It did bother you. Ben on a cell, you're on 97.1, Ben.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Jansen, you're firing us up this Friday morning.
Let's go, man. Hey, big weekend.
That's right, buddy. Hey, you know, it's kind of funny that schmuck, Christie, you know, as a Lions fan, you know, how many times over the last few, many, many years have we seen the Lions pump the brakes in the second half and end up losing? Like, championship quality teams drive and pound and drive that nail in the coffin, man. This is what we need.
Absolutely. You're always pushing for more.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we're so used to that laid back, oh, let's pump the brakes. You know, we have a 14-point lead, and how many times did we lose those games in the past? I don't want to bring up the same old Lions, but man, Campbell is the leader, and the guy's amazing and inspirational, and let's go Lions.
Yeah. Taking the foot off the gas is something that former regimes may have done.
In that sense, it was incredibly telling what Dan Campbell did. It didn't show that he was classless. it showed that he absolutely has the pulse of this football team.
Yeah.
That they are going to finish what they've started, which is all you could ask going into this season. There's unfinished business. You need to see the mentality, especially after losing Aiden, that this team is going to finish what they started.
And what did he tell us when we talked to him? Yeah. There was more that they left on the field. Like, there were mistakes made where they, and nobody ever plays a perfect game. There were moments in that game where they came up a little bit short or something didn't happen right. Somebody didn't do something right, made a mistake. There was more on the field. And that's what you're always asking for more.
Dan Campbell wasn't classless. The only thing he did wrong, this is a ticket text, the only thing he did wrong was not hanging 60 on America's crybabies, the same people that were going to be upset at him for letting the game hang in the balance and leave it up to the officials. He made sure there was no chance of that happening.
Yep.
More power to him. Let's get to Kyle in Canton. Kyle, you're on 97.1.
Morning, boys. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
This is business. This is what this team is about. There is one way to play, and we play to win. Our second string is that way. Our third string is that way. Guys will get their reps, and we will play till the end of the game. This is one of the first signs of greatness within a team, that there is one way to play throughout the entire game, and there's no questions amongst anybody. Next man up. Let's go.
Yeah, it's a fighter's mentality.
That's how I see it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
John, thanks, you have Kyle. Everybody fired up, including the ticket texters, and he sounded fired up. He says they need to send that audio to Aaron Glenn and have him play it to his defense before the start of every game.
I guarantee you, Aaron Glenn, especially since those guys are former players, they're going to hit all the notes.
They can tap into that.
Yeah, this is they're going to hit all the notes and tell all the guys, hey, they don't think you're anything without Aiden Hutchinson. Josh Pascal, you can't fill those shoes.
So it's interesting. We came to the show today with two pieces of audio. The first, Chris Christie, and we'll play that again for people at 7:35, him saying Dan Campbell has no class. The second piece of audio is Max Crosby speaking about wherever he's playing. Leaving the door open, we'll play it for you and let you decide. But first, Heather with the news.
Listen to this story, you guys. On Wednesday, a kayaker on the Rouge River discovered decomposing human remains tangled like along the embankment. Imagine that. You're just going out for a kayak ride and you discover a human body. It's pretty crazy. So the kayaker did report the discovery, obviously, very quickly. It was right around 5 p.m. Detectives got out there and they did say, yes, these were human remains. Recovery efforts were made. The next day, on Thursday, more of the remains were also recovered from the river. They've been transported to the Wayne County Medical Examiner's Office for, obviously, further investigation. They do say the identity of the remains has not been determined.
Go out for a little kayak ride thinking, I'm going to see the sunrise. Man. It's a beautiful landscape. And
Boom. A second man accused of posing as a DTE worker has been charged in the home invasion and murder of a 72-year-old Rochester Hills man. 39-year-old Joshua Zazo of Dearborn was arrested on Monday in Plymouth, and he has now been charged with felony murder and two counts of unlawful imprisonment. Of course, he's facing up to life in prison if he is convicted, along with the first suspect who was arrested in Louisiana. This guy that was just taken into custody, he does remain in the Oakland County Jail. He's going to be arraigned later this afternoon. The guy who was arrested in Louisiana is still there, but is expected to come back to Michigan sometime next week. So we could have a warmer and wetter winter this year, all thanks to a weak La Nina. Yes. Yes. So on Thursday, the National Weather Service kind of released its winter outlook for Southeast Michigan. And experts say that this predicted wet winter weather will be influenced by a slowly developing La Nina. So basically what that all means, I don't even know how to explain La Nina El Nino. I can read about it, but I can't explain it. Anyway, we can see temperatures that are about 1 to 2 degrees warmer than average. So we'll have that. As far as snowfall, they say probably an average normal amount of snowfall. But it sounds like what could happen is that we could experience like big shifts in the weather. Like one day it could be a little bit warmer, and then all of a sudden we're going to have like a really cold spell. Like it might not be consistent.
Okay.
Which Doesn't sound shocking for Michigan weather.
Kind of expected, to be honest.
About 24 employees of Mark Zuckerberg's Meta were recently fired after they abused the company's $25 meal plan. Or meal deal.
They had like a stipend or something?
Yeah, so they got a card for like Grubhub or, you know, you could order food and get it delivered to work. Well, these particular staff members were misusing the company's meal credit and they were buying things like laundry detergent and wine glasses and toothpaste and acne medicine. They were basically using the gift card and ordering like from the app and having those things delivered instead of food. And according to the sources, that some of these people who were fired were high paid engineers, you know, six figure salaries. Cut them loose. It sounds like they were given warnings like, hey, don't abuse this, right? Like, we're helping you out here.
Yeah.
But after the warnings, they kept doing it. And then they got cut. Yes. The members of One Direction posted some really heartwarming tributes to Liam Payne on Thursday. They all hadn't spoken out really since his death. I'm not going to go through them all, but Harry Styles just said that he was truly devastated, said that Payne was his greatest joy was making other people happy, and it was an honor to be alongside him as he did it. They all echoed the same sentiment, right? Super sad. And of course, as this all unveils and unwinds, we're learning a little bit more. There was an autopsy report released saying that he died due to trauma and internal and external bleeding after he fell from the third floor balcony in his hotel room. Local prosecutors there say that he was alone when he fell and was going through, quote, some kind of outbreak due to substance abuse. They do say they found some substances that could be narcotics in his room. They did find alcohol as well. And they said there were several things destroyed in the room. And I saw photos. Same. I think TMZ released them and the TV was smashed. There was lots of things just all over the room. It's just a really, really sad story, and he was so well liked around the globe.
Yep.
So tragic.
Yeah, those photos are jarring.
Mm-hmm.
Heather with the news. All right, coming up next, we have two pieces of audio to play. One, we've been referencing Chris Christie calling out Dan Campbell for, quote, running up the score. Okay. And Max Crosby speaking about his future and what he wants. We will read between the lines and let you judge as well. It's 97.1.
Hey, the NFL season never stops. It continues on, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. You're going to get started with $300 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. If you're looking for something to put that $5 on, try a same-game parlay on the game this weekend. Lions traveling to Minneapolis to take on the Vikings. Amon-Ra St. Brown, anytime touchdown. JJ, Justin Jefferson, anytime touchdown. He's good too. Montgomery, over rushing yards. Put that one together. See what you get. Visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to make every moment more this NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or over in present Michigan. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit is required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, the whole rotating goalies, not supposed to happen in-game. It's happened twice for the Red Wings through four games. Ken Cal's call, Wings lose 5-2, 1-3, and not competitive in those three losses. Look, I know Yzerman's farts don't stink, but his hockey team does. And we open the show with it. If you want to go back and listen, Odyssey Rewind, it's football season. So, no apologies, we got a lot of football to talk. Lions have a major matchup with Minnesota. And we know what's on the line here. You win, you're in first place in this division. You win, it calms a lot of people down after the Aiden Hutchinson injury. It shows a level of fight from this football team, and I think we're all looking to see how they respond. John, we've played audio for people. One clip from Chris Christie, who says Dan Campbell showed no class in, quote, running up the score against the Dallas Cowboys last week. We'll play that again for people.
Wonder if he's ever met Dan Campbell.
How do you think that interaction would go?
Oh, I'm sure as a politician, he would be
schmoozing.
Yeah. Oh, Dan.
Dan, I don't know what you heard.
Well, I love what you guys are doing there in Detroit.
And Dan would hit him with a... The other audio that we want to play for people, trust me, I know he would. The other audio we want to play for people is from Max Crosby. John, what do you want to start with? You want to reset the Christie audio, or do you want to give people a taste of what Max Crosby thinks after the Davante Adams trade?
Well, I'm a little fired up this morning. I don't know if you've noticed that.
I have noticed.
And I came in fired up, and then I got even more fired up with Chris Christie. So let's light the fire just a little bit more. Let's pour a little gas on it, and
sure,
then let's go with and see what happens with Max Crosby.
So this is Chris Russo, Mad Dog Sports Radio with Chris Christie.
I like Dan Campbell's reputation.
So I think he should be proud of his reputation.
Absolutely.
It's a no foot off the gas all the time, play hard till the final whistle mentality. He should be proud of it.
And I would bet, now we all know the picks, I'm not very good at it.
I just flip a coin.
But if the shoe was on the other foot, do you think Dan Campbell would be crying about somebody else scoring that many points?
John, do you remember his first year and a half in Detroit? They were losing.
I do. Yes.
And he didn't complain or cry about it. He understands it's competition. The other side's trying to win, and they're never going to let their foot off the gas.
It's our job to score as many points as possible in 60 minutes. It's our job to stop you from scoring points.
248-539-9797. People want to react to that, and we'll get those phone calls in. The other piece of audio, dueling audio, Max Crosby at his locker. Listen to a couple key words here about his future. Wherever
I'm going to be.
Implying it might not be the Raiders. And he said, I'm not here for a rebuild. So the Raiders owner has said they're not trading Max Crosby. But here's where, if you're Brad Holmes, you are absolutely barking up their door. And John, I do think you should be willing to give up multiple first round picks to go get Max Crosby. You got to be very careful trying to win three Super Bowls before you win one. Max helps you win one, and he also probably helps you win two or three because he pairs well with Aiden for the next couple seasons. John, what did you make of that?
I made of it the fact that he doesn't want to be there for a rebuild. Same thing, all the same reasons why we were talking about Myles Garrett. Does he want to be there for a rebuild?
Right.
So now all of a sudden, you pick up the phone, you call Vegas, and you explore the options. Because, and it's not like you could just call his agent, right? There's tampering there. You've got to address the team first. Now, you may have some friends that take the temperature of the agent. You may have some friends that take the temperature of Max Crosby. Because if Max Crosby were to come out, I don't think he is the type that would, wipe his social media. Like, that seems very childish, and he doesn't seem like a childish individual. But if he were to say, I'm not here for the rebuild, I want out, I want to be traded, what happens to stars that come out and say that? We've seen it time and time again. They eventually get traded.
They leverage themselves out of town. So what I think we need to do is temporarily retire the JMO laughing drop anytime Max Crosby's brought up, because if he is using phrases like, I don't want to rebuild and wherever I'm playing, it's maybe a higher probability than we had given credit. So if you guys want to react to it, we'll hit the phones. Let's start with James in Dearborn. Great point. You're on 97.1.
Hi, I just want to talk about the Chris Christie thing. And obviously the guy didn't watch the NFC Championship game last year, where I feel like we took our foot off the gas. And I think the team responded well, and they're not going to let that happen again this year.
James, that's a great point. And I don't necessarily know that they took their foot off the gas, but they had a 17-point lead, and they lost it.
Yes, they did. So that's all I had to say. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, James.
It's learning your lesson. It's a great point.
It's all the experiences. And I've talked about a young team a couple of years ago that loses a game to Seattle or loses a game early in the season that they get to the end of the year and they think, man, if we had just won that one more game 2 years ago, we could have been in the playoffs. You lose to Carolina at the end of the season. You could have been in the playoffs. All of those experiences lead to who you are today. Dan Campbell has an experience in this team. We've heard about Penei Sewell. How many times has he watched that NFC Championship game?
Right.
That they have the experience of losing a 17-point lead and what it cost them.
It's a great point. Ticket Texture says, I love Dan. I love what the Lions did. But I hate the misconstrued narrative that you guys are pushing. So throwing the ball to Sewell wasn't playing hard. It's showboating. But I'm all for it on the Ticket Text.
It's showboating, using one of the 11 guys that are on the field that can make plays. And we've heard this from different people. Could be the best athlete in the NFL.
This was retribution. Is that a good word for this?
Sure.
And they definitely still had a thorn in their side from what happened last year in Dallas. And whatever you want to call it, you know what? Sometimes teams need to do things for themselves. Again, I have made broad comparisons to the 85 Bears with what Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes are building here. The talent depth on this team is so deep. I'm not calling that defense by any means. I'm not calling that on the football field in terms of the way they play, but the way they are built as a team and together as a team reminds me of that. There was that stat out there about Campbell being compared to Ditka. Mm-hmm. Guess what? In the 1984 NFC Championship game, the 49ers ran a play late in that game that ticked off the Bears a lot. And they used a defensive, I think it was a defensive player, as a lead blocker. And you know what the Bears installed in their offseason?
The fridge.
And guess when they unleashed it? In San Francisco in the regular season.
Yeah.
You know what? Whatever you want to call what they did, they needed to do that for themselves.
But here's the other thing. Did they score on that play to Penei Sewell?
Unfortunately, no.
No.
No, they should have.
What happened?
They started calling flags on him because...
Yeah. They called another penalty, took away a touchdown from an offensive lineman.
Did the Sewell one go maybe a little? I liked it. It was my team. You know what? That's the way I feel about it.
I feel the same way if it's against my team. I go, the Lions would have to stop Dallas. Exactly. Stop it. If you don't want it happening to you, you are professional athletes. You are the best of the best. Act like it and stop them. That game did not reflect that both teams were professional athletes, and that is a reflection on Dallas, not Detroit. Yeah.
Do you think Dan Campbell gets asked about this today?
Did he do a media today? Yeah, Friday? I don't know. You think this blows up?
I don't know. I think it's definitely juicy when a public figure calls somebody else classless.
Well,
it's pretty strong audio.
Yeah, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
And where's it always been? Sorry, where's the always been classless comes from? You can call if you want to have the opinion that was classless Sunday. You can have that opinion. I think it's stupid.
Sure,
but where's he's always been classless?
Right. I'd like to go back and find out. You know, okay, when Dan Campbell played for Dallas, what did Chris Christie think of him then?
Oh, he loved him then.
Oh,
him
yeah.
And Jarrah,
love this guy.
And Dean Blandino.
Oh man, he plays so hard. Yeah. Oh, this is we love this guy.
Phones to get to. Crosby, Christie, Lions, Vikings, all of it. It's 97.1.
All right, you guys. I know some of you are finding yourself wearing a hat more and more often, or maybe you're turning off your camera on those Zoom calls. Well, if so, it's time to deal with your hair loss, and it's time to talk to the guy who wrote the book on it. Literally, that's Dr. Berkowitz at Michigan Hair Restoration. He's Michigan's number one hair restoration specialist. And Dr. B, he can restore your hair and your confidence just like he's done for thousands of guys over the years. Go online and you can read all kinds of Google reviews from his patients who recommend Dr. B. They all talk about how much younger and more confident they feel after their procedure. And they say they just couldn't be happier with the results. Many saying it's the best decision and investment that they've ever made. Michigan Hair Restoration has so many more options as well than just hair transplants. There's lots of natural remedies, and these therapies keep getting better and better results for his patients. Dr. B also has treatment plans that fit almost every budget. And right now, they've got the special you don't want to miss. Call and book your consult. Make sure you speak to Maria. And make sure you mention 97.1 because you'll get a complimentary natural hair remedy treatment valued at $1,000 at your consultation. Go download Dr. B's Ultimate Guide to Hair Loss and Restoration today at MichiganHairRestoration.com.
Wherever, that's what Max Crosby said, wherever I'm playing, .. John, wherever, could be Detroit, huh?
Come on home, buddy. Come on home.
Let's temporarily retire. This is not a laughing matter. This is a call you have to make if you're Brad Holmes.
Certainly. And there's a bunch of back channels. Okay, what did he mean by this? Is he really thinking that maybe he'd like to force his way out of Vegas?
You make them say no. Multiple firsts. We're chasing a Super Bowl. He'll be part of multiple Super Bowl pushes. He's the best option to replace Aiden Hutchinson.
Right. And I'll start with, there's no replacing Aiden Hutchinson. Even if you go with the Max Crosby, if the stars align, the super moon that we all saw last night leads to something beneficial for the Detroit Lions, like it, he doesn't come in and have the cachet that Aiden Hutchinson has had in the locker room, the culture. Now, he could build it, mm-hmm. and it doesn't necessarily have to take very long, but you also have to prove it. You've got to show, if it happens to a new team, that this is who I am, this is what I'm about, I've got to buy into the team, team's got to buy into me. It takes a little bit of time. So there's no replace, even if you get a Myles Garrett. Production on the field, you might get what close. You're getting with close yeah. to Aiden Hutchinson. Max Crosby, you might get the motor and some production like you get with Aiden Hutchinson, but it will always take time to fill the void of the culture, of the leadership, of the individual that is Aiden Hutchinson.
Let's get to Jordan in Fenton. You're on 97.1.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning.
I just wanted to touch on Chris Christie comment. And my opinion with Dan Campbell, it's like, I love the guy. Like, I think if I had to say, like, I compare it to, like, that MJ mentality where he doesn't want to beat you. He wants to, you know, turn around, rip your heart out. And then, you know, I don't think it's running up the score. I just think that's just how the guy is, and I love it. And just secondly, I just think call it the society that we're in today. I just think it's, you know, we're just getting soft and, We just can't take an old school beating, and people get, you know, sensitive. And no, I love what our team's doing. I love Dan Campbell, and appreciate the time, guys. Appreciate the call. Have a great morning.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan.
When Dan Campbell took old school beatings in his first year, did he come out and say, "Oh, you ran up the score? How dare you?" No. And now the tables are turned. A front runner like Chris Christie wants to say you're classless. The irony of a politician calling Dan Campbell classless, who's probably never met Dan Campbell, never had a conversation with Dan Campbell. Like that to me is, it's gross.
In Dan Campbell's first year, 2021, right? They lost games 35-17, 34-11, 44-6.
Who was that one to?
The Eagles.
Those classless SOBs.
Right. This idea, like they lost 38-10 to the Broncos. Nobody was crying about the other team running up the score. You just got to be better, play better.
Yeah.
Let's get to Kyle in Royal Oak. Kyle, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I just want, actually, John just touched on it about Aiden. I was calling because he is irreplaceable to me. He's 1-on-1. I think he's a prototype, DN. You can't replace him culturally. You know, with the guys, the relationships he has, the team. But if we do sign Max, that would be the best option. But I was just calling to say, you can't replace him. He's irreplaceable.
Yeah, I mean, he is irreplaceable for what he does, what he's done throughout, you know, now three off seasons. How he prepares, how he sets the tone for this team in the off season, in training camp, every single practice. Every single time he's in the weight room, meetings, you can't replace that.
Ray, you're calling in next. You're on 97.1. Ray?
Roy.
Sorry, I could read this morning. Roy, are you here? I don't think it matters if his name was Roy.
You want to borrow my glasses?
Oh, no. Don't do this to me.
It happens.
Mike, I can see this one. Mike in Chesterfield, you're on 97.1.
Hey, morning, fellas. I just wanted to say that I think even though it was against Dallas, and I love that it was against Dallas, I think if you go against any other team, we're still running the plays that we're running. It's nothing about last year, even though it feels good. Like, you go back the past couple weeks, we have the hook and ladder, we have the Philly special, we have all these plays that are outside the quote-unquote normal playbook that I think will eventually become the normal playbook because of Ben Johnson. But I think it's nothing about disrespect, it's just the team that we are now because we have that fortitude and that grit, if you will, to run the plays we want to run when we want to run them. And I would have Dan Campbell marry my daughter if I had a daughter. So,
oh, well, he happens to be married.
Well,
Yeah.
That's how much I
get your point. Yes, I get your point. I don't think we heard Mike McDonald say, I can't believe you scored 42 points on us. Or anybody from Seattle.
No.
Like I could not believe it when I heard this audio that somebody all of a sudden thinks, how about you tell your buddy Jerry Jones, maybe he should decide, you know, how he builds his roster. But if you do that, Jerry Jones is going to come on your radio show and say that you should be fired.
Right.
Or he's going to find somebody that asks some better questions.
Oh, yeah, I'll find somebody. Find a new general manager. Find someone who's better at drafting and signing and evaluating your football team.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you think Jerry might call us and threaten our jobs going after his buddy?
Yeah, sure.
I'm not going to think that we are better than we are or bigger than we are. I don't know that Jerry Jones knows us.
Probably not. He's on a bye.
He probably knows you. You're John Jansen. I mean, you're...
Yeah. We did not have a great record
probably hates
against
you.
Dallas.
Or loves you, I guess, if you guys didn't do very well.
But I'm not crying about those.
Right. It's how it works. So we've got Max Crosby audio. He says, I'm not here for a rebuild. Wherever I play, I'm going to be playing hard. Wherever opens the door to not Vegas. Mm-hmm. And then Chris Christie has gone at Dan Campbell and says, no class. This is who he is. What goes around comes around. Didn't like that they, quote, ran up the score.
When we come back, can we play the audio again? I'm really enjoying it.
We can play both audio clips, dueling audio. And we should mention, and we've got texters saying, guys, can we talk Vikings? Can we talk look ahead a little bit to this weekend? Yes, we'll mix that in. It's 97.1.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.